We're joined by Louise now to find out some more. Louise, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jess.
Now, how did you start covering and reporting on the Royal Commission and the allegations against George Pell?
A couple of years ago, I was working for, still working for the ABC now, but I was on the 7:30 program, and I was sent along to do, you know, some stories on the Royal Commission. And the first ones were the hearings in Ballarat. But then towards the end of 2015, I did a story about a woman called Julie Stewart, who was a survivor of child sexual abuse by a really horrible priest called Peter Searson in Doveton here in Melbourne. Anyway, Julie had, her story had been told in the Victorian Parliamentary Inquiry a couple of years ago, but she hadn't been identified. And George Pell had been grilled about Peter Searson and his offending and why the Catholic Church didn't act on him earlier. And when he was asked about it, he said that there had been no criminal convictions for sexual abuse. There might be victims. Well, Julie was sitting at home and she was like, might? Oh, wait, this is might. I have a letter from him apologising to me as a victim, and I was paid a $25,000 ex gratia payment. So she was furious and she went to the Royal Commission and I did her story. And that whole situation kind of got me thinking about George Pell and, you know, whether he was telling the truth, because it really seemed like he was perhaps misleading the Victorian inquiry at that point. So I then went on to cover his evidence when he was supposed to come back to Australia, and of course he couldn't come back because of ill health, and he gave his video link evidence from Rome. But slightly before that happened, which was the end of February and early March 2016, there was a story in the Herald Sun newspaper in Melbourne about a police investigation into George Pell himself as an alleged offender. And I have to say, I didn't believe it at the start because I just thought, you know, how could this not have come out by now? It's completely implausible because he's so high profile. Surely someone would have come forward before now. Anyway, of course, later on down the track, we all learned that the average time for a person to come forward in a clergy abuse situation is 33 years.
Gosh.
And some of the complainants who I later went on to meet were well inside that time frame. Anyway, so I started sort of looking into the story, and I basically just went, you know, just did old-fashioned kind of shoe leather journalism and found a number of the complainants against the Cardinal. And the story just became kind of more and more disturbing as I went along. And I did a story for the 7:30 program about those allegations in July 2016. But not everyone who is abused or alleges they were abused when they were a little kid wants to go on camera and, you know, be fully identified. So I knew that there was much more to it at that time, and that's how the book came about. I wanted to look further into those allegations, but more generally to look at the life of the Cardinal through this lens of the child abuse scandal that has engulfed the Catholic Church.
And it has absolutely engulfed the Catholic Church. It has become such a huge case in Australian history. This must have been a very distressing case to investigate, a very distressing book to write. During the process of researching the victims and detailing all of the horrific abuse that has gone on in the Catholic Church, you obviously found that quite difficult.
I think I was so determined to keep going that I managed, as you do, to find a way to turn your mind off to the horrific things that you are hearing, because otherwise you just couldn't keep going. I mean, there are so many stories, and I'm not talking here about George Pell specifically here. I'm talking in broad terms. So many absolutely tragic stories of children whose trust was abused and had terrible things happen to them, and who now, as adults, will never be the same. And some of them are no longer with us. They've died because of suicide or because of drug overdoses, and their families will never be the same. But I think the thing that got me towards the end more than anything was the cover-up side of it, because, you know, these people finally had the courage to come forward. And again, I'm talking in general terms here about victims of clergy abuse. And then there was this horrible obfuscation and cover-up by the church and the lawyers acting for the church. And it was reading through, you know, hundreds of pages of legal correspondence, the sort of correspondence that the lawyers and the members of the Catholic Church would have thought would be legally privileged and no one else would ever read them. But of course, the Royal Commission has extraordinary powers, and all of those documents were discovered. And it's when you see that, it just seems so extraordinarily cynical for a faith-based organisation to treat people in this way. And I know for the victims that, you know, the initial abuse is obviously incredibly traumatic, but sometimes the cover-up and the way that they were treated after that was not just re-traumatising, but almost more traumatising, because it completely, you know, undermined their faith, not just in the Catholic Church, but just in institutions in general. The idea that people are generally good, you know, was completely exploded by this.
How has the Catholic Church and George Pell responded to your publication, to your book?
George Pell has not really responded at all. He refused to comment for my book. His lawyers sent a series of letters requesting us not to publish the book. And without going into the detail, they did also ask us to destroy their letters or to send them back, which I found absolutely extraordinary, because I, for one, am not in the business of destroying documents.
No.
I don't know whether they are. So that was very strange. There have been some elements of the Catholic Church who have been pretty upset that this book is out there. They say it's a witch hunt. They say that it's, I mean, one of the more strange responses that I've had is that it's a leftist conspiracy, because the cardinal happens to be, you know, loosely aligned with the right. And I mean, I just find that so extraordinary. Like, why have allegations of child abuse got anything to do with ideology, anything to do with left and right? And I certainly don't come from that perspective. I come from the perspective of an investigative journalist who has been forensic in her research. And as I said at the start, came from a perspective that I thought it wasn't true at the start. So, you know, I wasn't out to get George Pell. I actually, quite the opposite. I remember being asked to do it, and I thought it was going to be a waste of time. So, you know, there's been that. But I have to say that that has been the overwhelming minority. Like, so the response has been 99% positive and supportive, including from many, many Catholics. And I've got piles of letters and messages and emails and, you know, Facebook messages and so on from people I've never met who've read the book, and so many of them grew up Catholic or, you know, in some cases are still Catholic, and they just say that they want this information to be out there.
It is an extraordinary story. You've written an extraordinary book, Louise. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much, Jess. I appreciate it.